What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. So what's up, babies? Today is Monday still, and we have our second episode dropped. This is the second episode, so today we're doing part two, okay? And I do have a guest star, a friend of mine, that wanted to join in on the discussion. I'm going to go ahead and get him on the line in just a second, guys. But I want to go ahead and thank you. As you know, I start every episode with thanking you guys, as you are who make it possible for me to do what I do. But if you are not following yet, make sure you are following as of now. Hit that follow button and smash, tap, hit that notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops an episode, which you already know, every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Baby, today is part two, once again, to this rough or tough sex. Like, what's going on? Let me get him on the line. Okay, guys, so I do have my guest star here on. Frank, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul coming at you.
All right, so you guys, there you have it. We are talking to Paul. So I already introduced you guys. This is a close friend of mine. So we had the discussion yesterday. I felt like, me personally, I feel like you shouldn't classify rough sex under someone throwing up. I mean, I just don't even see how you can continue to have sex after someone's throwing up or while they're throwing up. But what's your take on it?
What are you going to throw up?
That's what I'm saying. That's...
I mean, are we talking about like actual like penetration here, like genitals penetration,
yes,
making you throw up, or gagging?
No, we're talking about penetration. We're talking about the, because we all know, come on now, we know sucking dick is just, you just gag. I mean, that's just, and guys like that. So that's not even a turn off, right? We're talking about like somebody getting dick and then they just lean over the side of you and just start, like, and then they get back up and they're like you ready? Let's finish. Like, how, like, have you had that?
Me personally, no, I have not experienced that one at all. I never even heard of that one. This is kind of new to me.
Have you heard of it?
I have not heard of it.
Oh, wow.
I have not heard of it. But to me, that wouldn't fall under rough sex.
Okay. Okay. So I'm not crazy. I mean, I call that, I think that's, well, you know what? Actually, yesterday I said that had to be like, I think you should classify that under BDSM kind of things. Like, don't you think? Like, BDSM, tough, something in that nature.
Yeah. That should be something under a completely different category. Like, I don't know. I know if I'm having sex with somebody and they start throwing up, they gotta leave. That's a big turnoff. Especially if you're in my spot, in my bed, and you start throwing up, like, who's going to clean that up?
We gotta make this up.
Somebody got to get up and go.
Like, yeah, something. I can't even imagine.
But, I guess maybe, like, I can see maybe if you was pregnant, I mean, like, then maybe a pregnant woman, you know, having sex and then get that morning sickness all of a sudden.
Okay, so now do you think maybe, do you think it could possibly have something to do like with size? Like, because I heard, you know, that it was like a size thing. Like, this person's like big and then this person's like tiny. And just as far as like body weight and body height, like that.
I mean, okay. I can see that playing a part. But okay, like let's say you having sex with a bigger guy, like
right.
Usually, you throwing up usually just don't come upon you. Like you feel yourself getting there. So wouldn't you stop the person if you felt yourself getting sick?
Yeah, but then again, from a woman's stance, I mean, who wants to really stop? Especially, like, you know, if he was like, get in there. And because, you know, women, we aim to please, especially if this was our first time. Like, you know, like right, we're aiming right. to please. So we don't want to seem disgusting. Like, ooh, like, I kind of think that maybe it's better to throw up than to say, I'm about to throw up. I don't know.
Like I said, that's a tough call. This is a subject that I'm reversed in at this point. I got to do a little bit more research. But, if a chick tells me she's getting ready to throw up while we're having sex, I think I'd rather for her to tell me than to actually just do it. Because I might throw up too.
Really?
Like you start, man. I mean, some people got a weak stomach. If you start throwing up, the next person will throw up.
Oh, that's true. That's you know true. I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, if it was me, I would prefer for somebody to tell me before they just start throwing up everywhere.
I can't lie. If I'm ever in that situation, I'm definitely gonna just throw up. You guys heard it first. I'm definitely throwing up. So please feel bad for my husband. He's definitely gonna get thrown up on. If worse comes to worse, I'm not gonna tell him. I mean, it's just for me, it's like a pride thing. I don't know. I can't just say. I think that's just so much worse.
I mean, like that. That's like having sex and it was hurting too bad. Like, what do you do then? If it's hurting too bad, like, wouldn't you say stop or I gotta stop it or whatever?
No, women, join in on this because I don't think so. Not me personally. What? I don't.
Oh my God.
I can't.
I've been told to stop so many times. Like, it's unreal.
Oh, wow. Unreal. Well, yeah, well, that's, I don't know. I can't. It's, for me, it's weird. It's like, it seems like. Then it seems like I can't take it. That's like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's a challenge for me and they don't look at it as a challenge, just sex for them. I don't know.
Right. So, I mean, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's, I don't know. Like, there's been times I stopped myself. Like, I mean,
really? Are you still there? All right, you guys, you have French Point. Give me 1 second. There you guys have it. That was Frank's input. Let me know what you guys think. What you guys, have you ever been through that? Like, is this something that you've experienced? I want to know. I'm so curious about it. I just want to know, like, is this something that really, like, is this something that's really happening? Like, is this a thing? I just really want to know. Like, let me know, guys. You know, you are more than welcome to drop them comments down below on Facebook via Talk Sex Only, or you are able to go ahead and just hit that message link right there on Spotify if you are able to support the podcast. You are able to do so on that support link. You just hit it. It's there. It's available. If not, you are very much appreciated. Just your listening is more than enough. Let me know what you think. That would really blow my mind. I love you guys. And I'll see you next episode.